Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN. Those are the sounds of Southside Jake. We'll say hi to him in 1 second. But hello, it's Saudia Davis. We're hosting here until 1 o'clock. Saudia's got her apothecary. I stole your line there. Are you feeling okay right now?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've got all my remedies. My best girlfriend Tari Teray. She's a singer and she hooked me up.
Yeah. You're all set with droplets galore and
slippery
tea.
Elm.
Yes.
It's going down easy.
There we go. We got to say hi to Southside Jake. Jake, we've had you on the show before, and welcome back to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to speak with you both and everybody else. So,
yeah.
Salud.
So, to those of you out there who don't know who Southside Jake is, give us a little bit of who you are and what you do.
Well, Southside Jake is me. I'm a Chicagoan. I'm a rapper, a musician, a songwriter, but basically a hip-hop artist and MC. And we're here to probably talk a little bit about that and maybe a little life. I do some other things as well.
Yeah, so, I wanted to ask because you work for Cameo.
I work for Cameo.
And what is Cameo? And Cassadia is interested now, and so am I. You guys do some... It's a really cool platform that, you know, we're in this day and age where you can connect with people in a way that you've never been able to before, and when that celebrity retweets you or replies you, it's like the greatest thing. And you guys kind of taking that idea and put it on a bigger scale.
Yeah, Cameo, to give you the elevator pitch, is the new autograph, as they say, right? So basically, it's a website, an app where a follower can purchase a personalized video from a celebrity or a tastemaker or an influencer. So in theory, you can go on Cameo.com, pay a few dollars, and have your favorite person, say, Ozzie Guillen at random, wish you a personalized message. So instead of, hey, happy birthday, it'd be, hey, Saudia, happy birthday. I hope things are going well at WGN. You know, love Ozzie Guillen. So,
oh, I like
isn't
that.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. Yeah. Can you buy it for someone else, like as a greeting card sort of message? You can do have them say whatever they want, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's most of them are gifts.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, it's John's birthday. What do we do? Let's get whoever.
I always do that for my dog walker. She's like, just get me a celebrity person's autograph and a bottle of wine.
Well, shameless plug. You can get him, yes. Get him or her a Cameo now, and you'll be
Vanessa.
All set. Right. Southside Jake's on Cameo for $7.
That's my next gift.
Yeah, you're
to
trying
Vanessa.
To get me to sign up. I think it'll be about $1.25.
I think you should do it. I think you should do it for about $15. I think you're a bigger name than you realize. I think Saudia should do it. I think who else we got? Everyone should do
it. So are you saying that depending on the celebrity, it increases in value?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, within reason, there's a range, but, you know, we'd work together, but the talent would kind of name their own price. So, like, I'm a musician, right? But, like, admittedly, I know where I'm at as far as we're on an uptick. It's all good. But,
right.
You know, I'm not
number
one on the Billboard charts, right?
Right.
So,
a guy like me
is on there $7, $9, $10.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Got it.
I think, not to re-reference Ozzie Guillen, I think he's more like a $40, $50.
Oh, okay. That's still attainable. Okay. I mean, I know a lot of people are busy and they're not, I'm sure they're in it to make, you know, you make a couple extra bucks, but what a cool way to connect with people and to keep your name out there and someone like a message like from a sports guy. I know you're doing a lot with some former Hawks players and Hawks broadcasters. That's got to be huge.
It's the best. We got Dennis Savard on there working on a few other guys, so it's all good. But it's a Chicago company. It started here by a guy named Stephen Galanis, who's from the Northwest suburbs. Worked at LinkedIn for a long time. I'll spare you, but I love it because it's a Chicago-based thing.
Nice.
And they just got their Series B funding, and
fantastic.
It's becoming, it already was established, but now it's like, oh, this is really kind of striding for
me
right now.
It's real.
That's cool stuff.
Yeah, so it's great.
So rap, where does it come from, Southside Jake?
Who knows? Fort City, I guess.
That's right. Fort City native, right?
Yeah, you've heard the spiel. I'm from the Southwest Side, 76th and Kildare in the Fort City apartments, condos. That's where it started. And I don't know, just a little kid, maybe it was the right time. I would just always be drawn towards hip-hop and rap and writing and... always did it as kind of a play around goof sort of thing. Somewhere around, you know, the early 20s, it was like, oh, maybe we should pursue this. And now I won't give away or date myself, as you didn't want to earlier.
But I did.
Yeah, right. Someone had to know the year of that
thing to do some math. Yeah, but that's really cool. I mean, I'm curious about a couple of things. Instruments, do you play any? And then are you familiar with this new show called Rapture on Netflix? Because you have a unique sound.
Rapture, I believe, and I shouldn't speak out of pocket and take guesses live on the radio.
Yeah, we do it all the time. Go ahead.
Chance the Rapper kind of the voice rap version that they were doing?
I'm not sure that
Cardi
project.
B have like a judge hip hop show.
This is literally a documentary on multiple. It starts out with.
Groundbreaking artists share their life stories.
You
can't see my eyes on the radio, but yes, light bulb moment seeing that. And also Showtime has this huge Wu-Tang documentary going on right now.
That's the directors of it. They're amazing.
Yeah, they got 2 Chainz, G-E-Z-T-I. Exactly. They have different episodes for each one. Oh, that's cool.
And it tells the story. And so it's a really diverse group of rappers and their histories and legacies and coming out of Chicago and where you're from. I want to check that out.
That's my favorite. All I ever want to do is watch the behind the scenes true story of Channel 11, which I don't know if we're affiliated or not. They had one that was basically, they took all the old classic rock stuff and just really took you down a rabbit hole of like how it was recorded, why it was recorded, where it was recorded. So the documentary type stuff that's been around it's been around forever, but I feel like we've been tripling down.
They're
the
just
last,
getting better.
Yeah, it's
you
so
know,
fun.
Music is being influenced a lot more.
Oh, for sure. I'm obsessed.
So do you play any instruments?
I play what I call campfire guitar.
Okay. Oh, that's, yeah. Seriously.
So if there was a guitar in my hand, I could make it go, but to call myself a guitarist would be wrong. We get better people than me for
we
that.
We could sing Kumbaya. Yeah. We could.
Yeah, but you we got, can get you a little free.
You partner with some really great musicians.
Yeah, because the acoustics on the track that we were playing, it sounds great.
Well, you have to know your limitations. So my whole thing with learning campfire guitar was I was always good at top lining, which is, you know, writing the lyrics on top of a created instrumental. So I was a little frustrated in the studio of trying to describe things to the instrumentalists without maybe knowing the proper verbiage or any chords or anything. So I taught myself enough guitar to get by. So instead of telling the instrumentalist in the studio, hey, make it happier, I could at least, you know, play an open
a little
D
bit
or
something.
Something.
Yes.
And then they play it proper. And I'm like, yeah, that's the one. That's what we're looking for. You know, so it helps.
Yeah, because music is its own language. And you can't use, sometimes the English words don't exist to quantify what that thing is that you're trying to get across.
Me 5 years ago in the studio would have been laughable. Just like, I'll make it nicer. What does that mean? learn
more major keys. Yeah. Yeah. But maybe a little minor in there too. I don't know.
Exactly. Make it happier.
Softer.
I want to talk to you about the grind. We talk about it a lot. And, you know, I think in this day and age, and you and I are similar ages, Jake, so I
22.
Think, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, when we were growing up, instant success wasn't so prevalent as it is today. I think, obviously, you had a lot of young stars, but now so many people that are, I think, younger than us, younger generations, they grew up on Instagram or YouTube, and they kind of expect that immediate success, and they're really going for that. And for the people that are able to do it, God bless them. But for the rest of us, careers are long, winding, grinding journeys. Do you find that tough, or is that just kind of in who you are and you know the grind of a musician making their way up?
Well, sometimes I feel like if you make your decision that you're going to do something and you're dead set on it, that's going to become heck or high water no matter what. Like, we're just going to do that. So there's no doubt nowadays you're a tweet away or an Instagram post away or a retweet away from, like, being huge. We're from a slightly, you know, maybe 10 years ago generation that's a little more old school, handout CDs, show up in person, that kind of stuff. But I love it. The knowing, like, that is the root of where I've come from, and now I know that, like, I can post this clip of me on WGM on Instagram tomorrow and somebody might repost it.
Right.
It's still a grind and I'm hustling, let's be honest, like, tomorrow I'm just going to post this from, you know, the car.
So it's a blend of the two.
Yeah. You know. But I love the backbone of the actual old school show up, grind, work hard, jump on the train. Hey, you want to come on the radio? Yeah, what time, minute? Okay, I'll be there. You know what I mean? No matter what kind of stuff. So.
And that's why we call you, because we know you'll show up.
We're here.
We couldn't get anybody else.
We got to take a quick commercial break. After the break, we're going to hear one of your songs. Really quickly, in case someone has just turned off the radio to go to bed, you got a show next Saturday, right?
July 26th.
Is that a Saturday?
It's a
Friday
night.
Friday.
It's at the House of Blues. It is July 26th. It's put on by Shoeshine Boy Productions, who is a friend of your program. A gentleman named Paul. His Farvar. I don't want to say
I know Paul. So Paul Farvar.
Paul's helping out with the show. But yeah, July 26th, Friday night, House of Blues, Chicago. Link to tickets and things like that are in all my socials, which is always just at Southside Jake.
Nice.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, then here's some of Southside Jake after this on 720 WGN. Saudia Davis to my right, Southside Jake to my left, and I'm John Hanson. We're here till 1 o'clock. Let's get right into it, Southside Jake. What are we about to hear?
We are about to hear one of my songs called Slow Motion. It's a collaborative effort with another Chicagoland artist named Kid Russell. We will be performing it on July 26th at the House of Blues.
Way to get that plug in there again. Go ahead, Ashley. Go ahead and play it. That was awesome, Southside Jake. Slow Motion, any inspiration behind that? What are we, it's a great song.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That one was just meant to be light and summery. The inspiration was we were kind of taking ourselves serious at bit of kind of like maybe seeing that person of your dreams, that woman of your dreams, and time freezes. And then we realized maybe we're being a little too serious. So same concept, but just meant to be lighter, more fun, poppier. You catch that person's eye and everything slows down in slow motion.
I know a lot of people ask, oh, what are your inspirations? But do you take it from just everyday life? Do you take it from your growing up experience, your family life, or just kind of whatever floats your boat in that moment?
You got to pull it from everywhere. I mean, not to patronize on a Chicago radio station, you know, born and raised southwest side of Chicago, taking the city into Whitney Young and buses and trains and just whatever that, you know, grit-filled life is, taking it from there. And then musically, I'm all over the board. I love the Beatles just as much as I love Jay-Z, just as much as I love Metallica. So, you know, it's literally a hodgepodge. it's all over the place, you know.
So are you romantic? Because that's in your lyrics.
I am. I'm a bit of a catch-22. I keep a goofy facade and all this stuff on the outside, but if you catch a layer deeper, yeah, you might catch a little bit of that.
You got to go deeper.
You got to go deep.
This is a good moment, by the way, guys. Yeah. This is really sweet. So, Jake, you and I have crossed paths a couple different places. You're doing voiceover stuff and with the Chicago Blackhawks, we mentioned, and now you're doing Cameo and everything like that. What do you envision? I mean, do you have any, like, roadmap, or do you kind of go as the flow goes? Because obviously you have your day gig with a great new company. You're grinding it with the music stuff. I mean, is the dream, and of course you love Cameo, of course, but I mean, the dream has got to be...
Yeah, musical. What is the dream?
The goal for me is to live off of your creativity and to be financially stable off of the creativity, right? So whether that's, because I do voiceover, as you mentioned, on the side for like radio and TV. So whether that's 90% voice and 10% music or however we get there, mm-hmm. live off your creativity one way or the other and be financially stable. So we don't need to be rich off that, but you know, let's fund our life completely using our vocal cords or whatever else is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great way to strike it out.
That's our goal, too.
Yeah, hello. Hello.
Yeah, see you at the
side
meeting.
Side hustles.
Yeah, see you at the meeting. The side hustle meeting, and all three of us can have a few chats about that.
Right.
House of Blues, what a great venue to play. Have you played? You played there before, right?
No. So no. I played some bigger ones around town.
You're at Lala, too, at one point.
I've done Lala a couple times. Don't get it twisted. Noon, side stage stuff. But I've done Lala a few times.
You've done Lala. On stage at Lala.
Yes, ma'am. All Truth. Good. I just don't like to, you know, spin a tail. I did also Giant Asterix. I did the United Center for a charity event, which was like mind blowing. Now, it wasn't 20,000. It was probably like 300, 400, 500.
That's great.
But like on center court with the spotlights and the whole deal. So my last show was literally at the United Center, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got House of Blues, which is just, I mean, what a marquee bucket list item.
You're climbing.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. So please show up so that there's not 12 of us in there floating around.
I can't go, so that's minus one. I'm sorry.
One.
Yeah, okay. you're down one. Really quickly, one more time, the details of that show and then where people can find out more information about you.
That show is July 26th at the House of Blues Chicago. You can find more info on that and all of my stuff on social media. Everything's at Southside Jake. Facebook is Southside Jake. Twitter is Southside Jake. Instagram is Southside Jake. No underscores, nothing weird. SouthsideJake.com.
It's good branding. Jake.
Nothing it's weird. Clear. I like that. Yeah, all the underscores throw me off sometimes. Yeah. Nice job to
me
get that.
Yeah. Like, oh, Southside Jake underscore 999.
Or the Southside Jake or Southside Jake 1 or ask. Yeah. No. Southside Jake. I like that. Hey, Jake, thanks for stopping by.
I can't thank you guys enough for the hospitality and the platform, so I appreciate you guys.
I'd say anytime, but wait for us to call you. Okay?
Yes, sir. Understood.
More after this on 720 WGN.